Okay, we're on the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a little bit of a correction from yesterday. The last line we learned that they call the As or the Hadas Hoshana. Yesterday I thought what it means is that after you use it for the Lulav, so it changes name to Hoshana. And before that it's called Stam Hadas. And Gemara says, no, even in the beginning they call Hadasim Hoshanas. But the Hoshana means that when you put it together with the other two, the Lulav and the Aravas, that's called the Hoshana. So the name of the Hadas changes because now it's part of the unit called Hoshana. But the Gemara says, no, even regular Hadasim, since usually they're going to be used for a Lulav, they're called Hoshanas to begin. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Sukkah Gzula, v'hamasachet b'shus harabim, Rav Elezer posel, v'chachom machshirim. A stolen sukkah. Or if you are Mesachet Rishus HaRabim, which basically you're stealing from the Rabim. So Rav Elezer said it's possible, and the Chacham holds kosher. Omer of Nachman, Machlokas b'shetokev is chavero, v'otzio b'sukosov. Machlokas is only where you take somebody and remove them forcibly from their sukkah. Rav Elezer l'tamei, and why does Rav Elezer hold that it's possible? D'omer ein orim yotzei dechovosu b'sukosher chavero, because Rav Elezer holds you can't be yotzei with a borrowed sukkah either. So ikar can exele suka gzulahi. If you can steal land, so by taking the person off his land, out of his sukkah, and taking over his land forcibly, you're stealing it, so then it's a stolen sukkah. Right? And you can't be yotzei with a stolen sukkah because it has to be yours. The inomi karka ain't an exeles, and even if karka can't be stolen, right, suka shulahi, then it's also not your sukkah, it belongs to the other guy. Manif Shach, he can't be Yotze either because the Sukkah Gzula or a Sukkah Shu'ula, and Rabbi Lesser holds that it has to be yours. So Gzula or Shu'ula can't be good because it has to be yours. Rabbonu L'tamayu, and because of Mitzvah Bo Baveira, it wouldn't be possible because either because this Gemara goes according to Man Yomer holds, we don't hold for Mitzvah Bo Baveira, or because, and even by the Raisa, that it only applies to mitzvahs of ritzri, like we explained, korbanos, lulav and esrig, but not sukkah. Right? There's a kash on that from Yerushalmi in Psachim that says that it applies by matzah, and matzah is no different than sukkah. But lamaisa, our Gemara may hold differently. Or the fact is that you were already kona the thing before you yotze the mitzvah. In other words, the gzelu is finished by the time you want to be yotze the mitzvah. You're not being yotze the mitzvah through the gzela, like by lulav, when you're kona it through the gzela, and now you can be yotze with it. Here, you threw the guy out before sukkah, so now you're using his stolen sukkah. So that's, since the kinyan happened before the aveira, that's no mitzvah of aveira. But in any case, the Gemara does not take into consideration mitzvah of aveira. It's not kosher because it's not yours. The Rabbanan l'tamayu, and the Rabbanan hold the Amri Adam Yotzei Dechovasu B'sukashul Chaveiro V'karka and Exelis. The Rabbanan hold l'maisa that you could be Yotzei with a sukkah that's not yours, and karka can't be stolen. The sukkah shuli, therefore it's a borrowed sukkah. But Avol Gozel Eitzim V'sichach Bohem Divrei Hakol Ein Lo Ela Demei Eitzim. But if you stole wood and you use them as schach, everybody holds you Yotzei the mitzvah, because the halacha is that if you steal wood and build it into your house, so you don't have to pay back the wood. The wood becomes yours, and you only have to pay back money. That's called takonis morish.
You change the form, right?
No, you don't change any form. Over here, special takonim and the rabbonon, that's takonis hashavim, that to give people a chance to do tshuva, if they'd have to take the wood out of their house, they wouldn't do tshuva. So this way, they let them keep it, even though min haTorah or miikar adin, it's not yours. The Rabbanan, Hefker, Beis, and Hefker, they made it yours. Gemara says, Mimai, Dektani, Dumi, Rishus HaRabim. How do I know that if you stole wood and used it in your sukkah, that you're Yotzei? Right? Because the wood becomes yours, and you only have to pay back money. Right? Dektani, Dumi, Rishus HaRabim. Ma, Rishus HaRabim, Karka, Lav, Didehu, Sukkah, Nomi, Lav, Karka, Didehu. Right? Stealing the sukkah and doing it in Rishus HaRabim are the same thing. Doing it in the Shus HaRabim, it's not your karka, same thing, it's not your sukkah. But over here, it's yours. Because the Rabbanan were mafkar to you, or makne to you, hefker beis and hefker, because of takonas hashavim. Okay. So it becomes yours. They asked Lechora, all the halachas we learn of sukkah are in the schach. So how do you know if you steal the ground The ground isn't part of the sukkah, the etzem, right? The schach is part of the sukkah. So schach gzula, if it would be shayach, would be possible. There wouldn't be a takanas hashavim. But why should the karka gzula make the sukkah possible? So here they say that what's it called? That the reason is here is because of mitzvah aveira, and the idea is that the whole mitzvah itself, the yeshiva sukkah, came through gezel. That's the problem. Right, so it's the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. It's not the ground that makes it possible. It's the fact that the whole yeshiva sukkah is through gzeila. Okay, Rashi. Hamasachik b'shus harabim ha'anami gezel harabim. Stealing from the rabbi. Machlokes how the apostle Belezer could go and should talk of his chaveru bechoska v'otzio misukoso habnuya bekarko shel nigzo. Now you take your friend out of his sukkah that's built on his land. That's when Rebbe Lezer says it's possible. Anything connected to the ground is like the ground. So you took him out of his sukkah. The sukkah itself is considered karka. Rebbe Lezer tamei the omer sukkah shu'ule in yotzimba. Rebbe Lezer holds even a borrowed sukkah you can't be yotzim. That sukkah has to be yours. The terek ha'yoshe. Hilkach mimona shoch zupsula. Either way, it's possible. Either it's a stolen sukkah, it's possible it's not yours. Or it's a borrowed sukkah, it's also not kosher. Ikar can exelus if you can steal karka kolomer. Im yeshala karka torres gezel. Kishar metaltlin lamel becheska sagazlan suka gzulahi. Rebbe Lezer dorish tasa lechomishal chova lo gzula velo shula. It can't be gzula or shula. Right? So Rebbe Lezer excludes both of them, gzula and shula. The einon exelus, and if karka is einon exel, doesn't have a din gezel on it, does not call gzula. The chol hayomim b'shus ba'alehohi havile shula. And but it's still in the rishus of the one who owned it to begin with. So you're not kone it, memela it's a shuva. Who plugs the hiba gozo. Ikalam and yomer karka nixelis. Machlokas and bavakama, whether karka is possible to steal or not. The dorish yubi amuyut. The ikalam and yomer karka nixelis. The dorish kloli prati. Depends how you learn out the psukim, whether gzela applies to karka or not. But if you can be kone karka with gzela. The Rabbanan hold that that which you have a pasuk chag asukas taselach is only to my gezula, a stolen sukkah is possible, but a shu'ula is kosher. Usfar lay the karka in exelus. They hold the karka lemaisa can't be stolen, so the sukkah remains a sukkah shu'ula. The Rabbanan he damri perak hagozel the karka in exelus. Upligia lay the rebelezer nami bahad exelus karka. Right, the machlokas between Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham is a two-way machlokas, whether karka nixelis or not, and also whether you yotze with a sukkah sheul or not. Hilkach sheulahi. Therefore, it's only a borrowed sukkah. Vuadin nomi the havi leil meimer the havi leil Reb Nachman the meimer the Rebbe Lezer the tamei the omer vagozel karka nixelis. Could have said that Rebbe Lezer also goes according to reason. He holds karka is nixel, but it's lavdafka because no matter what Rebbe Lezer would hold, the sukkah is still possible. So it didn't have to say Rebbe Lezer l'tamei the sukkah gzulahi the miyayshi b'ayle minoa kishar metaltlin davali karka b'cheskus gazlan. Right, even if it's a gzula, still Rebbe Lezer learns that you mamayit both things from that pasuk hagasukas tasalach. V'rabon l'tamei damri karka in exelus u'shulahi eli iomer hochi havi mashma dero moda Rebbe Lezer b'shula. Who would have said that? I would think that Rebbe Lezer only passes by gzula, and since he holds karka in exelus, this is a gzula. But if he would hold that karka in exelus, it would be kosher. That's not true, because he holds even shula is possible. V'anan kimlam b'yoshin daf b'shula possible. Hilkach omer l'Rav Nachman mimonoshah. Therefore, Rav Nachman said it as a mimonoshah. Whatever Rebbe Lezer would hold, he still would hold it's possible. Kolomer inomi havi svirale Rebbe Lezer karka ein nixelus karabonan afilu hachi posule mishum shula. Even if Rebbe Lezer would hold karka ein nixelus, he still would hold this luck as possible. Avu gozel eitz in the sichach behem ein zulo gzula velo shula. But if you steal wood and use it as chach, it's neither gzula or shula because yours. The wood now becomes yours. Why? The kanonu b'shini ma'isa v'shini Hashem. Right. That's the first Rashi said. First, you were calling it with Shinli Maisa and Shinli Hashem. Right? The Shinli Maisa is that you're mechaber the karka by making it part of the sukkah. And Shinli Hashem. So now it was called wood. Now it's called schach. Then Rashi va'od, even if you wouldn't have a Shinli Maisa over here, and wouldn't be a Shinli Hashem. Va'od mishum takonis hashovim. Right? The special takonis the Rabbanon, in order to enable people to do tshuva from stealing, that you don't have to give back the thing where it would be a big loss for you to have to give back the object. You don't have to tear apart your house, right, and give back the wood. You can give back money. So where did the Rabbanan hold that a sukkah gzula is possible? If you steal wood and use it for schach, it's not gzula because of takanas hashofen. If you throw somebody out of his sukkah, it's not gzula because ain't karka negzelus. So where is the case where you could steal a sukkah? That the Rabbanan had the pasuk to tell me a sukkah gzula is possible. You stole the sukkah that was not connected to the ground. It was built on a wagon or on a boat. You could steal, right, a movable sukkah. And here there's no takonis hashavim. There's no shinui maisa. There's no shinui Hashem. And there's also no takonis hashavim, because you didn't put any effort, right, into building the sukkah. You stole it ready made. You didn't build it, you stole it. You didn't spend anything for it. You stole it ready made. Therefore it's a bona fide stolen sukkah, and that's where you need the pasuk. Tosa says another case where you could steal a sukkah according to Rabbanan, where somebody built his sukkah on your land, and you threw him out of the sukkah that's on your land, and what's it called? Then it's just like a stolen sukkah, because the land remains in your property, and it's stolen because you gave him permission to build it on your land. You threw him out of his sukkah. It's his sukkah. Okay. Let's go on. Mimai debigzelus karka pligeva time of the shuva. How do you know that they're arguing on where it's land that's being stolen, not what's it called, as a wood? Because it's similar to Rishus HaRabim, where the land is what's stolen. Okay. Ahi Sabsa, the Asai Lekamid Rav Nachman. There was a grandmother who came before Rav Nachman, an old woman. Amra Le Reish Gelusa, the Kula Rabbanan Deve Reish Gelusa, Besukha Gzula Havayasi. She said that the Reish Gelusa and all of the Rabbanan who are spending Yontif by the Reish Gelusa are sitting in stolen sukkah. They stole the wood from me. She yelled about this, made a lot of noise, and nobody paid any attention to her. Rav Nachman she came to Rav Nachman, she complained, Rav Nachman ignored her. Amra lei, so she said to Rav Nachman, itza dehavi le lavu at plas mea v'simnei shrei avdei, tzavcha kamaichu v'lo ashkechisuba. A woman whose father, meaning Avraham Avinu, had 318 slaves, right, or people in his house, like the people that he took to war with him to save Lot, right, is yelling before you, Veloshka Chisuba, and you're not paying attention to her. Except Sofer says, what does she want to say? That maybe the Takonis HaShavim would apply to her, right? That let her go and get, what's it called? Let her go buy new wood, and all she has is a claim on money. She's saying, no, my father was so important. He had 318 slaves. I'm not going to buy new wood. I want my wood back. I don't hold to this takonis hashavim. Why should I have to go be matriach myself to go buy new wood, right, and only get my money back? I'm an important person. That's what she was saying. Right? So the Gemara says, Omer lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, there's no reason to pay attention to her. Right? Her claim is no claim. Po'isahi. She stopped making noise. Stopped a quarrelsome, noisy person. Duh. The ain lo ela demei etzim bilvad. Halachically, she doesn't have any claim on the wood. It's not a stolen sukkah. She has a claim, if it's true that they stole it from her, she only has a claim on the money. Rashi, the haisavsa, the gozer men of the reish kalusa etzim v'sichu b'hen. The avodim of the reish kalusa stole her wood and used it for their schach. Tzavcha lahavzir lo etzim atzon. She was screaming. She wanted her money, her wood back. La Avuha, La Avraham Avinu, Yilide Beisu, Shimon Osir, Shlosh Meals. Avraham Avinu had 318 servants. Pa'isa Kolonisizu. She's a noisy person. Ela Demei Eitzim, because she has no claim. The only thing she has a claim on is money. The Takonis Chachamim Hizu Al Hamorish, Hagozel, Shabano, Bibira. You have a beam that you build into your house, and it's stolen. The Rabbanim were not mechayiv you to tear your house apart to do tshuva. All you have to do is pay back money. This encourages people to do tshuva. Shebeno b'yir sheitel ad nigzlas domba. V'lochi yivu l'kakeyas binyonim me'tangles k'akonis ha'shov m'seches gittin. In order to encourage people to do tshuva and not make it too difficult for them, the Rabbanim said you can keep the beam and pay the money. You don't have to take your house apart. What? No, it doesn't encourage people to steal. They're still also to steal. But if you did it already and you want to do tshuva, make it easier for you to do tshuva. But nobody, they still have to pay the money back. Right? So you're not going to steal knowing that you're over an issur, and you're going to have to pay the money back also. So, okay. Go and buy it. Okay. Okay, let's go back then. Omer Avina, Haik Shura de Metalalta. If you steal a bean and build it in your sukkah, Digzula Avdila Rabbanan Takonis Mishum Takonis Morish. Here the Rabbanan also made the same takon. Pshita, Maish Nomi Eitzim. We already said that if you steal wood and make schach out of it, that the sukkah is kosher. So what's the difference if you steal the beam to make it the support for the schach? Mao the same, Eitzim Shrichi. Right, it's easy to find other wood. So therefore they made takonis ashavim, even though the person who was stolen from is going to have to go buy new wood. It's easy to buy new wood. There's always wood available. But beams, the size of your sukkah exactly, may not be available. So therefore, maybe they didn't make such a takana. Why should the person who was stolen from have to be inconvenienced to go look around to find the proper size beam? So the person won't do tshuva. Kamash malon, no, we don't say that. Kamash malon, that of a high lo shricha, but a beam, the exact size of your sukkah, is not so common. Amalo, and I think the Rabbanan didn't make takonis hashavim to make it easier for this one to do tshuva at the expense of the other one that's going to have a hard time to find a beam. Kamash malot. And Mordechai says, honey, mile begosheb. That's only during the 7 days of sukkahs. Putting wood on your sukkah or a beam in your sukkah is like building it into your house, because you're going to destroy the whole mitzvah. So therefore people will be deterred from doing tshuva, right, at least for 7 days, because of the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore the Rabbanim made the same takana. But after sukkahs, right, lamais, it's not like you build it into your house. It's a temporary thing. So there's no reason why you shouldn't take the beam out and give it back. And therefore the Rabbanim were not in machne except for 7 days. So some people being arrived from here is a big shaila, has to do with Shemitah too, whether kinyan lizman is called a kinyan or not. Can you make a kinyan only for a time? Or the kinyan has to be forever, except there are going to be tanoim that stop the kinyan. Here it's mashma that the Rabbanan said it's yours for 7 days. After that, it's not yours anymore. If you want to return the gzela during the 7 days, you have to give back money. If you want to return it after the 7 days, you have to give back the thing. That means it's only yours temporarily. And some say there's no raya from here. So it's and during sukkahs you could be yotzei with it. That means something that's yours, right? And even according to Rebbe Lezer, who says that shula is possible. So that means it's something that's yours only for 7 days. It's called yours. And others say, no, there's no raya from here, because the Rabbanan made it yours forever, if it's during the 7 days. And after that, they took away their hefker, and they didn't make it not yours. The Rabbanan have the koch to make it yours, make it not yours. So during the 7 days, yours forever. And after the 7 days, they took it away from you and gave it back to the nixel. The e chibro betina, but if you made a sukkah that's a permanent sukkah and you cemented in the beam into your sukkah, then afilu achar shiva nami yoy vaydomi. That's like your house, right? You have to tear apart the whole roofing. Then what's it called? Similar to a house, and it's even after 7 days, even after sukkahs, you only have to give back money. Rashi, of the rabbanan takan to little doma mitnei takonis morish. We don't say sukkahs are temporary buildings, no big deal. Let them give back, let them tear apart the sukkah and give back the wood. The mitzvah mashvile called shiva kabinyan keva. Being the kind of mitzvah, all 7 days of sukkahs, makes it like a binyan keva. The tircha, taking it apart and not having a sukkah, or having to build another sukkah, is what's it called, is similar to having tearing your house apart. What's the difference between this and schach? It's a schach. You don't have to give back the schach. You just have to give the money. Eitzim shrichi liknos bedomim shitin lozeh. easy to find and replace wood. So you get the money, you go out and buy wood. It's no big tircha to the nigzel. Right, Hilkach, Mishum Takonas Hashavim, Lo Atrachu Legozel, Toha Nigzel, My Mitrachu Mizbin. Right? Motzi Mitrachu Mizbin. So therefore, they said, we're going to encourage this person to do tshuva, that he shouldn't have to go and tear apart his sukkah or tear apart his house. And the other one, the nigzel, is not going to have such a tircha. He'll get the money, go buy wood. It's not a big deal. But by what's it called, a beam, it's not so easy to go find a beam that fits the dimensions of your sukkah. So I might think there, the rabbanim were more concerned about the nigzel than the gazlan. Kamash Malon, here also, you'll find a beam. The chibra betina, havi lekashar binyan kavua. If you made a permanent sukkah, you put the beam as a support for the schach, it's going to be permanent, then it has the same din as a regular house, and even after sukkahs, you don't have to give back the beam, you only have to give back money. Okay, Tama, new, going back to another part of the Mishnah. Yavesh posel, Rabbi Yehuda machsher. Yavesh is posel, we don't know now yavesh of what, but some yavesh is posel, and Rabbi Yehuda says that yavesh is kosher. Omar Rava, machlokas belulav. Machlokas is only by a lulav yavesh. The Rabbanan Savri Makshinan Lulav La Esrig, right? The Rabbanan hold, everybody holds Esrig Yavesh is possible, because it says creates Hadar. Esrig has to be Hadar, and Yavesh is not Hadar. But the Lulav is a Shaila, right? The Rabbanan hold that we're Makish Lulav to Esrig, Ma Esrig Boy Hadar, Af Lulav Boy Hadar, Rabbi Yehuda Sover Lo Makshinan Lulav La Esrig, right? And Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't make such a Hekish. Aval Be Esrig Divrei Akol Hadar Bo'inan. Right, but by Esrig, everybody holds you need Hadar. That's the way, first way the Gemara, that's the way Rava learns the Machlokas. Machlokas is only by Lulav Yavesh, if it's kosher or not. But Esrig Yavesh is Vare Pasul according to everybody. Rashi. Ma Esrig Boy Hadar, Dechsive, it says, creates Hadar. Lo Makshinan. Right, the Rabbanan hold we don't make a heck. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't make a heckish between Esrig and Lulav. Lo makshinan lo hukshu lilmod zemize velo nitan lidrosh miatzmo mikol yud gimel midas shator in the dreshes when ala kavachomer. Rashi shita is that when it says that a person can be dorish a kavachomer by himself, but ain adam don gzeris shava miatzmo. Right, it means that only a kal v'chomer can be dorish by yourself. All the other yud beis amidos, including a gzeris shava, you can't be dorish yourself. You have to have a kabbalah, and therefore the rabbanan didn't have a kabbalah by this hekesh. Tosus argues and he says just the opposite. The only of the yud gimel midos that you can't darshan by yourself is a gzeris shava. All the other ones you can darshan for yourself. You don't need a kabbalah. Okay, kal v'chomer and anything like it. Rashi says gzeris shava. And all the other ones like it. Okay. There's a famous Machlokas Rashi and Tosas throughout Shas, whether anything but a Kal V'chomer you can darshan by yourself, anything except a Kal V'chomer whether you can darshan by yourself or not. Everybody agrees by Gzeres Shava you can't. Everybody agrees by Kal V'chomer you can. All the other ones are the Machlokas. Okay. Aval Esrog Divrei Akol Boy Hadar. The Hadar Ksipe. It says by Esrog creates Hadar. Velo darshinan le Rabbi Yehuda idur loshen yivani ke the darish le ben azay le kamon. And Rabbi Yehuda learns that hadar means beautiful, not like the Gemara says later on. There's other pshatim in what hadar means, right? Not loshen beauty, but loshen idur that it stays on the tree from year to year, and it's loshen yivani. Like we find words that have their source in other languages, in other places in the Torah. Okay. We'll get to that sugya later. All Rashi's telling me is that even though the word hadar can be darshaned other ways, Rabbi Yehuda holds hadar means beautiful. Okay. Where it says, uvalulav lo boy Rabbi Yehuda hadar. First we attack Rava from what he said. He said that Esrog everybody holds is possible because you need hadar. And lulav, Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need hadar by lulav. Someone says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you need hadar by lulav. Vosnan, Rabbi Yehuda omer yagdenu milmala. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have an esrog with drooping leaves, you should tie it at the top. What's the reason? My time, allah mishum to boy hadar. Isn't it because by lulav you need hadar, and therefore lechatchila at least you have to tie it up at the top. So you see that the halach of hadar applies to lulav, even doesn't say hadar by lulav. Where does it come from? The hekesh. So you see Rabbi Yehuda does make such a hekesh. Lo, Mara says kiriktami time. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum rabtarfin kapos tmarim kofus. Learns of a different word, kapos tmarim. Kapos can mean tied together, tightly, put together, not drooping. But not kazahada, because a special halacha by lulav has to be kofus. Mara says, the low boy hodah. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that by lulav you need hodah. Vosman in ogdenus halulav elabamino. Give Rabbi Yehuda. You can't tie the lulav up only with something that's the same min as the lulav. My time alami shum devoy hodah. Isn't it because something else doesn't look nice? Right? It looks, it's incongruous. If you do it with the something of min, it looks nice. It's more aesthetically, it's aesthetic. So I see need, the only reason for that would be hadar. Mara says low. You could tie it up with something that's the min of the lulav, even if it's not aesthetically beautiful at all. Piece of what's it called of a sieve is a fiber that grows on the palm tree. So that doesn't look nice. So what's the reason why it has to be the min? Not because of aesthetics, for a different reason. Ela my time of Rabbi Yehuda hasam dekasover lulav tzorich agad. Right, lulav has to be made into one unit. The lulav, hadasim, aravos have to be made into one unit. You can't be notal them separately. Right, the imaisi mina achrina, and if you bind them together with something that's not the min of a lulav or hadas or arava, havei lechamisha minim, then it becomes five minim. It's not four minim besides the esrei. Right, then it's not arba minim anymore. It's five minim. Right. Tosha is a long thing here, because Gemara and Sanhedrin is mashmash just the opposite. That if lulav tzorich agad, right, then we don't say that if you bring a fifth min, that it passels the other ones because of kolamosif goreya. Right, because each the unit is a unit by itself. This is stam an extra. You're over the isser of baltosif, but it doesn't passel the other four. And here it's mashma that if you hold lulav tzorich agad, if you bring a fifth min, that's much worse. But in any case, the svara is, we'll see Rashi says it's svara. Kapos loshen asira, tying up together. Kinsnan kofesh deyodav ala amud. Kofesh kofus means tied up. So the lulav has to be tightly tied, or if it's not, if it's drooping, it has to be tied. It has to be something that's tight, compact, not drooping. Ein ognus halulav, hai lulav, hai noashana. Lulav over here means the whole unit, the three things, hadasim, aravos, and lulav. That's Hoshana. That's why I said, from this Rashi you see, Hoshana means the unit of lulav, hadas, aravos together. Kulu shlosha minim yachad, all three together. Afilu besiv, hagadol svivas hadekel, nichlo svivas. Even the fibers that grow around the palm tree you could use. They're not aesthetically nice. Ke'en lulav ikfonim. Right, like by gifonim, there are also these kind of fiber things, twigs that grow around the vines. Vafilu bi'ikra dedikla, min klipa, the bark. Apopisha ein mareim dom lamara lulav, even though it doesn't look like the lulav, so it's not aesthetically nice. Uvavachia ma'oso anin, it just has to be the same material as the lulav comes from. Time of Rabbi Yehuda hasam la'mishum hadaru, therefore it has nothing to do with aesthetics. Ela mishum dekasover lulav tzorech eged. Therefore, anything that you will tie together in the unit, right, now becomes added to it. And if it's added to it, right, it's possible because it's the fifth min. The nimtza over baltosif. Im yagud min chamish. You'll be over baltosif if you add a fifth min. But the rabbanan who hold lulav ain't tzorech eged, right? So each one is separate. If you bring a fifth one, it has no effect on the other four or the other three. Okay, so far we haven't shown any place where Yehuda holds by lulav you need hadar. Now the Gemara attacks him for a different reason. Uve esreg mi boy Reb Yehuda hadar. According to Rava, by esreg even Reb Yehuda admits that you need hadar, right? Because it says beferish in the pasuk priyetz hador, and Reb Yehuda darshens that to mean beautiful, right? where it says, I'll show you that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you need a hadar, but even by Esrog. Not like Rava said, the machlokas is only by lulav. Machlokas is by Esrog too. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you need hadar by Esrog. Where? It says, Arbas Vatanya, Arbas Minim, Shebelulav, Kishem Shein Pochsin Mehem, Kachem Mosif Malayim. A brisa that says, the four minim, just like you can't bring less than four, you can't bring more than four either. Lo Motza Esrog, unless you didn't find an Esrog. Lo Yovi, lo Parish, velo Rimo. Don't bring a plum or a pomegranate, velo Dovaracha, or anything else. A banana, right? It's a substitute. Why? We'll see in a second what the Havamina was. Dovaracha, velo Dovaracha. Kemushin, Sherin. If the minim, any one of the minim, are withered, but they're not dry, they're kosher. Yaveishim, Psulim. But if they're dried out, they're possible. Any of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Akivation. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if they're dried out, they're all kosher. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan hodr to mean beautiful, and therefore a dried out esrig is also kosher. Not like Rava said, that everybody agrees by esrig that it's possible. So it's Beferish over here that Yavish is possible. For Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Bibnei Krochim. Show you Mauritius Lulavayan with Nebanayan. Right? And he said, I'll prove to you that a dried out lulav is kosher, because the people who lived in cities where they didn't have access to lulavim, so there was no lulavim to buy, they didn't import them, so they used their lulav from year to year. They used to, not only from year to year, from generation to generation. Their children inherited their lulav. Right? So they must have been dried out. Omer lo, misham raya, ain't shasat chak raya. Over there, it was a shasat chak, right? A bidyevet. They had no lulav. So, in order, they shouldn't forget the whole Indian of lulav, so they used this. But lamaisa, what's it called? In a case, normal case, you can't use a dried out lulav. So, no raya from the fact that these people didn't have lulav and used dried out lulav. Right? Tosa says that the fact that it says that if you don't have an esrig, don't bring a plum. Masha, if you have a posel esrig, you could bring it, but you shouldn't forget the whole concept of, like the Gemara is going to say, we'll see it on Sunday. In fact, we'll wait till Sunday and hold it from there. Let's see Rashi. Parish is koronya. I think it's a plum. Kemushim is withered. Not dried, but withered. Livnei krochim, shein doran al-mokum pardesim. They don't live in agricultural places where there are orchards. They ain't to call them Mitzuyim Shon. They didn't have Lulavim. They didn't have access to Lulavim. Right? So Lamaisa, they couldn't get an Elulav. So they used to use their Lulav year after year and generation after generation, which surely was a dried out Lulav. And still, see, it was kosher. The Rabbanan say, no, it wasn't kosher. It was possible. But it was Shasat Chak, and better to do that than not than to forget the whole concept of Lulav altogether.